بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد, my brothers and sisters, I am in fifth chakra, the polo club which is in Kaduna. We first came here 2 years ago when we did the first LEC in Nigeria. And an absolutely beautiful property, has fantastic Argentinian polo ponies. I had the pleasure of riding one of them. And as I stand here this morning, I am looking at a beautiful scene, which is the polo field, on which there are a lot of egrets. And I think these fields are very beautifully maintained, so when they cut the grass, it throws up worms and insects and so on, and the egrets are feeding on them. Those rondavels you see on the other end are what are called pony huts, which are individual accommodation, and the houses that you are seeing here are the multiple accommodation villas, four bedroom villas each. And then I'm standing, the one behind me, in the one in which I'm staying, that's a two-bedroom villa. Mashallah, very beautiful accommodation. The reason I'm mentioning all this is because, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most merciful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, among the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the blessing of wonderful friends and of people who are very generous and who are very giving and who take care to ensure that their guests are very well looked after. And this is the benefit and the beauty of doing the work of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As I'm standing and talking to you, a hawk just came into this field. Unfortunately, of course, this phone camera is too small to pick up all these details, and I'm not going to magnify it because it just pixelates the image. So I'm going to enjoy that sight and leave you with the tishnagi, as we say in Urdu, which means the thirst for coming to the beautiful places of this world and seeing the khudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The hawk just flew away and perched on one of the gliricidia trees which are at one end of the field. The vegetation in Nigeria is very similar to that in India. There is of course introduced vegetation, which is, I'm seeing a lot of eucalyptus around here, which is a curse. But other than that, there are date palms which are also introduced, but they are not a curse. I'm saying eucalyptus is a curse because it's a completely worthless thing. It just sucks up the water from the soil and does nothing for the for anybody, done for the soil or for anyone else. It just depletes the water from the soil. It's the kind of the tree it is, the way the tree is grows and is built. It's no good for as a habitat for birds. It's no good for nesting. It doesn't have any fruit that birds can eat. But other than that, there are, as you can see in the picture, there's some beautiful hibiscus bushes here. There's a flame of the forest, different types of gliricidia. We have mangoes, massive, huge mango trees, and they seem to be in full bloom. So it looks like a bumper mango crop. I don't know what variety of mangoes they are. The jamun trees, lots of fig trees. I think we should strongly recommend that people should grow fig trees, because not only do you get a beautiful tree, a beautiful shape, but you also get a tree which is full of fruit and which is a great nesting habitat. There the hawk comes back here again. I'm trying to see if I can capture it, but I guess it's too high up and the camera is not good enough for it. He's obviously hunting, and If we are lucky, we might actually see him drop out of the sky onto some prey, but he's right now just flying around trying to see if he can spot something. The egrets are concerned, so as you can see, they've taken off. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts this in the hearts of his creatures. Somebody's food is, for someone, protection means that somebody else will go hungry. I can see there are some doves, which are definitely hawk food. The egrets are flying right around the hawk. There's a whole flock of them coming now. And so sometimes we feel, we look at this and say, well, I want to be free as a bird. You're also free to be eaten by hawks. That's part of being a bird. And quite a big part, if you ask me. All I can do and say, and today there's no great message of wisdom except to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the eyesight to be able to see these things, for whatever little knowledge that I have to be able to recognize what I'm seeing, to be able to then remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His grace and mercy in granting me these opportunities. Today we begin the second of the Seerah Solution courses, which is in Kaduna. We did the first one in Abuja. Today is the second one, which will be inshallah today and tomorrow, which is Saturday and Sunday, and then Monday I head back home. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His mercy and His barakah and blessing in this course. The seerah of Rasulullah is something that is absolutely beautiful and which guarantees barakah. I mean, I've seen this in my life, teaching these courses and writing about the seerah and speaking about the life of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's absolutely guaranteed that if you take the name of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then whatever work you do is going to be imbued with the barakah and rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid.